You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. At the New Orleans.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you. I came to slay. I like cornbreads and collard greens. Oh, yes. You best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out. Sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it. I stunt yellow, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. I twirl on the middle. Albino, alligator, El Camino with the Tito, sipping Cuervo and Odilla. Sometimes I go off, I go off, I go hard, I go hard. Here, what's mine? Hey, what's mine? I'm a star, I'm a star. Cause I flex.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. What's going on? This is the Ken and Rod Show. How doing?
See, I don't even know where to start. I started, what's today? Saturday? Yeah. I'm so tired. I started school on Wednesday, and I mean, it wasn't bad, but like, I feel bad for all the kids that have to go to school. I mean, I sit at home, but like, it gets boring. And then your schedule's all mixed up because you got to go to lunch and you got to stay in homeroom. It's just weird. But I'm doing, you see, I can't even talk. That's how tired I am. The work on the homework, on the work on the homework, and being an honors and all that. Life, you know, whoever got some tips for me, y'all just let me know because I will surely take your advice on how tired I am. And please don't go out there and get more rest or go to bed early because who wants to do that? That's not fun. That's not fun. So you stay up, go to bed at a reasonable time, which is me, maybe around 12. And I know it's going to say that's why I'm tired. But no, that's not why I'm tired. It's just, I don't even know. But that's not the case because I did it every night.
So you said you started school, regular school? Or are you taking a summer class?
No, it's normal school. I'm just doing it at home with a school computer.
Okay.
But I know
I guess I can tell you the same thing I tell John. Make it be your motivation to get up and do what you have to do. Check in class, do whatever, and then go back to sleep.
That
bribed
me to get up. I only get up.
And you're a freshman, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so
it's
gonna
like,
be some work to do.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start getting up at 6 in the – like, no, not 6. I'm going to have to start getting up at 5 because I got to go to volleyball practice since that's my first period. And, Jesus.
So, y'all, you going on campus and – you doing on campus and in school? I mean, home learning?
Yeah, campus for volleyball practice. Come back at home and get ready for the next class after I take a shower. I'm going to be tired. But, I mean, it's worth it.
Oh, okay. So, what district you in? Carrollton?
Or Plano? Yeah, I go to
High school. Okay. Oh, because I was trying to think, like, school don't start until August. What's really going on?
No,
September for Dallas.
Yeah, in September, we have to start going back to, like, regular school. So, we're going to get in there.
Oh, okay.
Like, 3, maybe 4 classes, then lunch, then a few more classes, and then we go home. This is why I need my own car. I'm sitting at school waiting on my mom. It's Corona time. Because, you know.
Okay, I need for you to go to this website that I'm going to give you. It's driving school for parents, parent child driver school. And
I'm only 14.
And if you're nice to your mama. Look, if you're nice to your mommy, she might be willing to pay the $48 to get you to train you at home versus having to pay over $350, about between $150 to $350 for you to go to a driving school. So
yeah,
there is an online school. Yeah, there is an online school that Jairus is actually in. He's already got his certificate to drive. He has to go and do the behind the wheel. To get his actual permit. And he was self-taught or parent-taught. So, yeah, you might want to go back to mommy.
Yeah, so I don't know. The last time I tried to drive, my mom only let me drive on the brakes. I was ready to hit the gas. But she's like, no.
Because you're in the learning phase. But it's called Driving School for Me. The number 4, not F-O-R. Driving school for me.
I ain't gonna do that. I can get it.
Okay, well, I'll send it to you later on. I'll send it to your mama. But I say something that you really, really want to do versus what you have to do and what's required of you, you can get a lot more done. So you have to go to school. You don't want to, but you have
that's
to.
That's you could always stay at home,
huh?
School, but you don't have to go to school.
You was tired of staying at home?
No, you said you have to go to school. I'm just saying you ain't got to go to school. You could always be homeschooled, but you ain't got to go to school. You could always be stupid.
Well, you have, let me rephrase that. You have to get an education. Let me rephrase it. You have to get an education.
I'm telling you that. You ain't got to get an education. There are people out there without education sitting on the street. Look where they ended up.
But you don't want to be sitting on the street. You want to be an entrepreneur, don't you? What you want to major in? You don't know what you want to major in yet?
No. I don't even.
See,
no.
Come on, Ryan. You need to do that. Every time I fail,
I end up failing that class. So I'm not jinxing nothing no more this year.
Come on.
Last year, I remember I said I wanted to major in writing. I got so many bad grades. And then when I said I'm gonna go to a different major, that grade bumped up and that major failed. So I'm just like, I'm not gonna jinx it this year.
Okay, so we need to have a tutoring session. We need to have us a Zoom tutoring session for the Ken and Rye show to get our vision board together, so that you can have a plan for the next 5 years and what it's gonna take for you to get to college. I know you got 4 years. But that the first year in college is not easy.
But I'm gonna ask Destiny how she did it.
Okay, there you go. Ask your cousin, ask your kinfolk. But from a parent's perspective, it's best to go get some of those papers and make your vision board and check off each goal that's accomplished throughout the years. Figure out what college you want to go to.
They'll write a vision board, but like they'll never look at it again. So you need something that'll motivate you to keep looking at it. I would say a phone, but you probably end up just never looking at it again. So you need something that you'll see every day. So maybe like put it on your TV or something like that. Because I know if I have a vision board, I won't really look at it unless it's like in my face all day, and I just have to look at it. But other than that, I mean, save it as your wallpaper, because when you open your phone, you're always tempted to read it. I know I am. So maybe save it as your wallpaper or something like that.
Oh, well, I was going to say post it on your wall by your mirror. So while you're getting dressed, you can say, oh, yeah, this is what I need to do today. This is what I need to work on. I need to improve with this or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I was just thinking some creative ways to stay motivated, but I don't know what to tell you.
I can't wait until whatchamacallit comes around, summer. I'm gonna be. I feel like this year is gonna go by really fast because you know we're about to be done. Not about to be done, but we really are. August is almost over in September, and then I don't even know what comes first. Is it October or November? November. No, it's October. Oh, no. September, October. Yeah. September and October are going to go by fast because of Halloween. Halloween. I just thought about that. Ain't nobody going no trick or treat. Trick or treat. Corona is here. You have to go home. You have to wipe all the candy.
We don't.
There ain't no fun in that. And then your parents gonna go through. I remember this one time. I had candy, and my aunt was like, "Oh, I got to go through it and get all the bad stuff out." I looked at her like, I was like, "What?" I wasn't stupid. I was like 11 something. I knew what she was trying to do. She was trying to take all the candy. But I remember this. I saw there was a snake in there. Some people tried to scare me, and that is the one thing I don't like. Snakes, cockroaches, I just don't like bugs. I can't do it. Like, if I see something crawling on me, I immediately go into a panic attack. I just don't.
Okay.
I'm not even thinking about it. We can move on. I can't even think about it. No Jesus.
I was going to say, she did that for a reason, though. See, she helped you out. She didn't leave you hanging. And I know there was
pretty
a time. She might have taken a little
short.
Bit. I won't put past any parent or adult who check their child's trick-or-treat cart or their Easter egg cart to make sure that the candy is safe, because there was a point in time a few years back where people was actually putting like razor blades in the Snickers, you know, putting other stuff there that was harmful to the kids. So that's why the parents started checking their bags, started checking their candy. It wasn't because we wanted to take your candy from you, because I could have went to, you know, we can go to the store and buy the same candy. But if you go trick-or-treating, going on Easter egg hunts, people are not, you know, they're not the same as they used to be when, like, me and your mom was growing up. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was like you have to be cautious.
So it was just easier for y'all to get the can, because like you know what's going on. So you know.
If y'all go in and do like a church function, then you know that, right? You know that that'll be, you know, that'll be better. But yeah, so I don't know what to tell you, Chad. I don't know what to tell you. Just be careful. Just focus on what you want to do. If you need to focus on one thing at a time. Get it done.
Yeah, and then we're gonna
make
go
you a check out.
Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Then we go to January. We're gonna. And then we're going to January.
Huh? What'd you say, Ms. Bondere?
I said, are you ready to hear another song?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Or no? Oh, we can still talk. It don't matter.
Oh, we can play another song.
I'm full of jokes today. I'm going to say I'm full of jokes today.
We can hear a joke.
Yeah,
we can hear a joke.
Okay. You want to hear a joke. So, there was a black man, white man, and Hispanic man on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
The white man didn't have any money. The black dude had some money, and his Hispanic had some money. What do you think the bus driver did for the white
dude? He either paid for him, or he made the other two pay for him, or he got it for free.
No. He put him off the bus. It was a retrospective what happened to black doing our Black History Statement with Rosa Parks. He put the passenger off the bus. You can't pay, you can't ride, and ain't nobody else can pay for you. So, a joke that I saw on Facebook, and I said, "Oh, that's really interesting." Even though I wouldn't thought of it like that, but that was really interesting. All right, so we finna hear another song. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna be right back with some more Ken and Rye. Yeah.
Yeah. Those goosebumps every time, you come around, you ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, it's way too dumb, I get those goosebumps every time, I need to hide, throw that to the side, I get those goosebumps every time, when you're not around, when you throw that to the side, every time, 713 through the 281, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, zipping low key. I'm zipping low key in Onyx, find a rider. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah. When I text Kid Game Wireless, throw a sack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took Molly. She fall through plenty, her and all her guineas. We at the top floor, right there off Doheny. Yeah, oh no, I can't fuck with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong.
Yeah, tossing in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you. Brr, brr, brr. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot say. Or you can't go, or I don't know. Or back the fuck up all the brr. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
I wanna press my line, yeah. I wanna press my. I wanna green light, I wanna be like. I wanna press my line, yeah. I wanna take that ride, yeah. I'm gonna press my line. I wanna green light, I wanna be like. I wanna press my. Mama dear, spare your feelings. I'm reliving moments, feeling more residual.
I can
buy the building, burn the building, take it, rebuild the building, just some more.
I can justify my love for you and touch the sky, forgot to stop the beating wall.
He the piper, pick the peppers. I can pick your brain and put your heart together. We depart the shady parts and party hard. The diamond shows the cool forever. My best shot just might shoot forever like.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich. Throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
Holding the show down with me. I'm so happy you guys are here. Now we're going to get into some more top. No, I'm not going to do all that. Some more topics. You know, see, it's weird because right now I feel like I'm gonna have a conversation with the wall. So me and the wall gonna talk. So how you doing today, wall? Yeah, that's one. I'm gonna move on.
The wall said they're fine.
Nah, my wall right here was looking at me like I was crazy. You know, I am crazy, just being honest with you. So moving on, I know a lot of people are like in their senior years and you know, they can't really have some games. I know my cousin, he's in his senior year and he has a lot of games we used to go to, but now we can't go to them because he's a senior. And a lot of people are going to be trying to go to those games. But, like, I mean, it's your senior year. We should be able to go to your games. Like, nobody likes you, COVID. You can just leave. And then my volleyball games, you know, people probably can't really come to those, even though I don't understand, like, why COVID had to come this time of the year. I remember my cousin Kennedy, she was talking about how when she read somewhere in a book, like, a while back when she said there was going to be some nasty disease in 2020. And then she said something about 2030. I was just like, you know what? By that time, I'm going to be in my 20s, and I ain't just never going to leave the house. I'm going to stock up. I'm going to have everything I'm going to need. I'm going to have it in my closet. I'm going to have, you know, like, one of those things where you can latch it up from the bottom and you put your carpet on top. See, I'm going to go down there. It's going to have games, TV. I'm going to be able to live down there. So if someone ever breaks in, you ain't going to find nothing because upstairs is going to be really boring. Downstairs is where my mom might be talking. I'm going to stop talking. moving on. I know that, I don't know if you guys, you know what? What's my saying? Everyone's probably heard of this. TikTok getting canceled. When I heard this, I just wanted to cry. At first, I was like, okay, maybe they're just playing around, blah, blah, blah. But no. Donald really has the audacity to come in and cancel TikTok when that is the only thing we have really been doing this summer because you got all stingy because people were talking about you. So everybody gets talked about. Suck it up just like the rest of us. Duh. I heard that.
Oh, so he took TikTok
45
away?
Days ago is, huh?
He took TikTok away?
I think we have like 44 days left, maybe 43. I don't know. But I know like when I read somewhere it said TikTok has 45 days left. And now they've come out with another app, but it's not as good as TikTok. I mean, it probably has the same features, but like it's not as good as TikTok. But I mean, I forgot it's called Byte, Byte. And I know that some TikTokers are already there, but not most of them are. And most of TikTokers are going like to Instagram. And I don't do, I mean, I did it, but I don't really do Instagram anymore. Like, Jesus. My mom always said, don't call him unless you need him. Well, Lord, I need you. Please don't let him take TikTok away. That is the only app these kids, not really the only app these kids have been on, but like, why am I saying these kids? Like, I'm not a kid. That is like the number one app that we have been on. Good Dances, talking about the real world. I heard people were trying to like because I heard if you put negative reviews on like an app too much, they'll take the app away. So people were trying to put, there was this one TikToker who was saying, all right, go to Donald Trump's, I forgot what his thing, but he has like an app and you keep putting negative reviews and all that. And then he got on the news. So I was like, oh, you know, but I never got the chance to do it. And I'm really upset because like, you know, maybe if I had done it, like, because I would have kept putting, it's horrible, it's bad, trash, take the app down. And then we just would have kept going. Would you know, I just didn't do it. And that really hurts the heart sometimes. You know, I could have saved it. It's too late now. It's too late. Moving on. New shows on Netflix. I've already started it, but The Umbrella Academy, I'm starting to watch it again. I need to go watch The Flash, Supergirl, Black Lightning. I forgot the rest of the shows, but there's a lot of shows I need to catch up on. Because I know if I don't catch up on them, either one of two things is going to happen. The first one is I'm going to go to school. It's going to be a whole bunch of spoilers. The second one, I'm going to go to my cousin's house, and I'm just going to get spoiled. And then I'm going to be really upset because I'm just going to look at her like she's crazy and be like, I haven't seen it yet. She'll be like, oh, my bad. And then she'll walk off. See, that's where we're completely different. Me, if I spoil something, it'll be because I really, 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 really need to say it. And then I'll apologize. And she might say sorry, but, like, you know, You know, out there, you got some cousins where you just know they ain't sorry, but they is sorry, and it's just sorry. But those cousins, you love them with all your heart, but they just really push you over the edge sometimes. That little thread you're hanging on by, they just yank that thread, and everything goes everywhere. Feel when someone spoils it for me. What about you? Do you guys ever feel that way when something gets spoiled for you guys?
Yeah, just take a minute to just think about that. Do you guys ever feel like you're just ready to explode when something doesn't go your way, or you just get really angry? You know, ever happening? It's just
that's a part of life. Peace.
Then life sucks. Life sucks, man. People have probably heard that all the time. Life sucks. But there's good things to life, you know. There's good things to life. I'm not going to say my stuff, but, like, you know, because everyone has different things that are good to life. It could be food, bedding, family, pets, your fan, your calendar, your computer, or, most importantly, your phone. Well, not most importantly, but you know what I mean. Or it could be your chapstick. I mean, you never know. Everyone has their own thing that's their life, you know? Not your judge. I probably have the most weirdest thing. We're not gonna get into that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Ken and Rye Show. Make sure you guys check us out on Facebook, the Ken and Rye Show, and then let me do that again. I'm going to cut that voice back. Our whole media platform, We Talk Radio. You can check it out on Instagram. You can check it out on Facebook. When I heard this, she said some Twitter. I looked at her like she was crazy. She said some Twitter. I thought she has a MySpace, too. Because, you know, they got that MySpace.
I'm going to bring DJ Ja on real quick. Riley. Got y'all reach with you. Got y'all reach with you. Yeah. Hold on. He disappeared again. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was saying, you got MySpace, and I didn't even heard of MySpace until I was looking at a TikTok video saying how old MySpace was. I looked at it, I'm like, what is MySpace? See, that's how I know.
That was before your time.
No one's old. You know. But thank you guys again for tuning in to the Ken and Rye Show. I want to thank everyone who was here for me who was here during the Ken and Rye Show. Ken, you know, we can't forget Rye, Destiny, Jai, Ms. Bronda Ray.
Jai is here.
Oh,
yep,
hey, Jai.
Yep. Jai.
Hey,
Jai.
Hi, what y'all doing? How are you doing?
Good.
That's
good. Do you have any anybody you want to thank for being on the show? Or you have any last final words?
No.
No? That's cool. Well, I just want to thank everyone for doing the Ken and Ryan Show with me. Thank you guys so much. I will see you when I turn. Beep. All right. See you guys later. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Ken and Rye Show on We Talk Radio. Woo! Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye-bye.
I'm that, yeah. Been that, still that, will forever be that, but
forever be that.
Yeah, I'm the hood Mona Lisa, breaking good into pieces. Had to egg some cheesy inside my circle like a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm way too exclusive. I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All the little clothes only fit fake booties. Bad, bad deal, talking cash. See like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a if I had him. That's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage.
Yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah.
Sassy, moody.
Nasty,
yeah. Hacking, stupid, what was happening?
What was happening?
I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty. Hacking, stupid, what was happening? What was happening? Eat me and record it, but your edge up all I'm showing. I keep my private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beefing with you just really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the shit. I need a mop to clean the floors. Too much drill, boy. I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip. Let's play a game. Simon says I'm still there. Hey, I'm still at. Yeah, I'm a savage. Yeah, classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah, sassy, moody, nasty. Yeah, acting stupid. What's happening? What's up? What's happening?
What's up?
I'm a savage. Yeah, classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah, sassy, moody, nasty. Yeah, acting stupid. What's happening? What's happening? I'm lit like a match. Oh, hey, any all the hate is still attached. Oh, that body right, but you notice that. Oh, I drop a picture, 90 girl attack. Ayy, don't let that new catch you up and get you whack. I make a call and get a fucking neck smack. This time I'm pulling up where you at. Oh, I'm in a lamb. Catch me if you can. Oh, I'm kicking just something by Sally Chan.
Yeah. You say I taste like sugar, but ain't sweet.
My driver all white rank. Could hit it if you tie on. Lanes can't call and you lame. You had it and you lost all the shine. I can buy a belly, don't talk to me. For a show 150, don't talk to me. You ain't never helped your mans, don't talk to me. You just follow all the trends, don't talk to me. I set the bar, I'm the bar. Do everything like my shirt, it's a large. I don't care, I cross a ghost. Got two cribs and two space, I be doing the most. I got white folks money that I won't blow. And if you ask why, cause the white folks don't. Big bank, tight, low bank. Big bank, tight, low bank. Type of money you gon' need a sight. Type of money you gon' need a bank. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank, tight, low bank.
Everything proper, no propaganda. Tropicana, go yard, bandana. Big sack, a lot of like Santa. Do a birthday party in a Phantom. Big like a dinosaur did it. And you know it's shining like acrylic. Yeah, so bad cornrows. I can see you hang with the door closed. Now I'm looking for a glove with a sparkle on it. And my CBD got chocolate on it. Big bank, take small. Bank account on some talk. Attitude on some you too. Bank roll on what it do, boo. Meet me at the roulette vibe. And if I ain't did it yet, I'll try.
Big bank, tight, low bank. Big bank, tight, low bank. Type of money you gon' need a sight. Type of money you gon' need a bite. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank, tight, low bank. Big bank, tight, low bank.
She said, what you gon'.
Yeah.
My man is your man, hurt and her man too. My man is my man. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.